Good morning, Quinn.
Hello, world.
Here we go. This is our first podcast.
Yeah. I think we're ready to share our podcast with the world.
It's time to share our brain, our crazy brain.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us. Yes. Welcome. This is our first episode of the Life Out of the Box podcast.
Yes.
And
it's been quite a journey.
Yeah. It's been a journey. It's been a lot of fun past week or so. We've been recording, experimenting with a lot of things, especially with audio and talking.
I think we got it.
I think we do. And today we're excited to share with you probably one of the most raw, real conversations we've ever shared online.
Yeah.
Between the two of us.
Yeah, we're letting you all come along on the journey of us figuring it out. And we figured it out when we were trying to make a podcast episode, and we're really grateful we were recording it. And now you get to come along to see what we're doing.
Yeah. I mean, we're really excited to share this with you. It's very raw. We're trying to, you know, basically, like John said, we're just going to bring you guys along on the journey. Not every podcast will be all about the journey of us, but we'll be updating you with every podcast episode what exactly we're doing. But we thought it would be really fun to start off the podcast with this very first episode for you all to hear the moment when we both just said, fuck it, let's go. We're doing it.
Yes. So yes, it is a little explicit because we were really uncomfortable with the feelings we were getting as we were trying to figure out exactly what we were doing. But we're grateful that we can share it with you. I mean, this is going to be something that we'll definitely reflect on as like, this was the moment where we started planting that little seed of something that's much bigger than both of us.
Exactly. And we hope that maybe just by sharing this authentic moment between the two of us of discovery, of pushing ourselves beyond the fear, that maybe hopefully you'll be able to do the same thing with whatever it is that you're trying to do. If you're, you know, scared of putting yourself out there or scared of, you know, trying to find a new job or pivot to a different career path, don't worry, you're not alone. Everyone goes through these fears and, you know, you just got to push through them.
So, without further ado,
here it is.
It's theoretically possible.
Why waste time?
But it doesn't make any sense.
Discovery, Houston, press to ATO.
I have no idea what we're doing.
Yeah, well, we have a little bit better of an idea. I mean, we're at least trying. Right now, we're definitely trying, you know.
What are we trying to do?
Right now, we're trying to figure out how to put out a quality podcast that represents both of us, that we're both very passionate about. Agree or disagree?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't.
But a podcast isn't a business.
Well, the podcast to me is a form of creativity expression that allows us to create something around it or built by it. I mean, a blog's not a business.
Yeah, but it inherently can go viral. A podcast can't go viral. You can get comments on the blog.
I think a podcast can 100% go viral.
Okay. I think it's probably the most difficult form for it to go viral, and I think there's a reason why we chose it, and it has to do with that.
It can't go viral. I mean, define viral. I mean, like, I feel like so many of, like, the podcast clips, audio clips, or, like, even the podcast, there's certain episodes that get such an uptick in listens because it's a conversation piece that's been carried over outside of just the podcast world, too.
Yeah, that requires social media and other platforms for it to be on.
Right, but it started with the podcast. I mean, I feel like Joe Rogan's thing is all rooted in the fact that he was just like putting out a hell of content. I mean, how many episodes has he done now? At this point, I think it's like well over 1,000 plus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he signed a weird, crazy deal that you don't approve of.
I don't care. I just think that he could have made more money.
Hmm. How much money did he make? Do you know?
The numbers, haven't been completely confirmed by Joe Rogan or Spotify, but they believe that it's about $100 million.
Hmm.
But, I mean, who knows? It might be a good deal. Might not be, but, I mean, just...
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
I mean, in all honesty, when you're looking at that much money, I mean, I don't know what he's going to be able to keep. I don't know if that's, like, including his production with this, you know, for with the costs for the next so many years, but... If you can get $100 million, I mean, holy cow, that's insane.
Took him a long time to get there.
Yeah, took him a... I'm pretty sure he's still in the 1,000s episodes. Like, he hasn't hit 2,000 yet.
Let me see.
But whether he is or he isn't, sometimes I just... I wonder what his first episode sounded like.
Yeah, we should listen to it.
Has he always interviewed people? He doesn't always interview people. Sometimes he's just talking with his buddy, right?
Yeah.
But it seems to be the interviews, the ones that get the most attention, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, he started bringing on Elon Musk and smoking weed with him, and that's really what...
That was a viral moment.
That was a viral moment.
And it didn't necessarily, you know, have to be video to go viral. It did really enhance it a lot. But just the audio itself, when people were listening to it, they're like, what the hell?
Yeah, well, Elon Musk wouldn't have agreed to go on his podcast if he hadn't gotten it to the level that he got. So it's kind of like a chicken and the egg thing, too, you know?
Yeah,
he's on 1,547.
Okay. And how often does he come out with one? Once or twice a week, do you know?
I think...
Because...
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. He did three this week.
Sometimes I just think, like, what if we just fucking went for it, you know? It would be so weird, but what if we just literally, like, said, okay, every day we just add it to our, like, normal schedule. Like, we wake up this time. We go make coffee. We walk on the beach. We pull out our notes that we developed yesterday in the end of the day, and we just go and talk. And if we want to read off the notes, we do, and if we don't, we don't. And if we're feeling... really good, we talk. If we're feeling really shitty, we talk. And we just say completely, like, fuck it, and we'll post it. And just see what happens. Sometimes I want to do that. It's super freaking weird, but I want to create that much content. And we are kind of playing catch-up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a frustrating game. I mean, yeah. How do you play catch-up, you know? How could we ever create... that level of quality, like top level quality, without forfeiting time? Like, we just have to forfeit so much time. And if we just did it every single day and we just said, all right, every day we're just gonna talk, and if people want to listen, they can listen. If they don't want to listen, they don't have to listen. And we might have like zero listeners on some, and then we'll have some on others, and things that we think are complete junk might end up being something that people like really, really listen to. I mean, that's always the weird part of entrepreneurship. I was listening to that documentary on Keith Huffingale, the skateboarder, yesterday.
Yeah.
And his main product that went completely, like, bonkers all over is his socks. Specifically, the socks that they're branded as Plant Life, but they're marijuana leaf socks. But he says they're... Chinese tea leaf.
That's great.
It's smart. And they come out with them in like so many crazy colors. Like, it could be like pink and green, or like orange and blue, or purple and yellow, like just like random colors, not necessarily having to be the color of the Chinese tea leaf. And he said like that one was like kind of like an accident. It's sometimes the ones that you don't feel will be good that end up being the best ones, and the ones that you do think are going to be really good end up being the worst ones.
Yeah.
I mean, if you follow that lesson, then you're leaning more towards the idea of like, well, then just put out everything. Gary Vee says that too. Like, I remember he was talking to Kyle, the rapper singer that we enjoy. He kind of fell off a bit, but we do enjoy him time. And his advice to him was just create, like, put out songs like all the time, because even if it's a crap song and gets like horrible reactions initially, it could come back in like 40 years not 40 years, but it could come back in like a few years later as people are like, oh my gosh, he was so ahead of his time. Like, listen to this. Like, this is where the music is now. And then it could go viral from something that you created a long time ago.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all weird, interesting thoughts, but it definitely makes me feel invigorated to just like say, F it. Like, let's force ourselves to record ourselves for 1 hour. No matter what, we're putting it out there. We're just like going for it. And we're just talking about what's in our brains, how we view the world, what's going on, what's important to us as we're pursuing an entrepreneurial endeavor, and kind of like maybe some things that we're talking about might be something that could really benefit others or could just bring a little bit of a different perspective to others when they're craving it.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea. I think you're right. We do need to just start putting shit out there, you know, like it is hard to, I mean, but you know what I think about also is like on our Life Out of the Box blog, when you go back to like the very first ones, they're really not good at all.
They're not awful. Good at all. They're like, in all honesty, the very first ones, they're more of us taking others' content and reposting it.
Exactly. That is exactly what we were doing.
But we're not doing, you can't do that with podcasting.
Well, the internet's changed a lot since 2012.
Internet's definitely changed a lot. And I do think, like, if we did, you know, record it, we might find a rhythm where we're writing down, like, what are the different segments of what we talk about. And then at the beginning, we kind of set up like a table of contents of this is what we're going to be talking about today. And then people can also have the freedom to say, I don't really care about learning about, the Gary Vee conversation we had or whatever the heck we choose to talk about, like whichever direction it went into. They don't want to listen to that. All right, go fast forward to like where you think that might have shifted. And if we say it in the right order, they can kind of vibe like, oh, they're still talking about McDonald's. Fast forward. Oh, there it is. There's the conversation on the Einstein theory of
relativity.
Life. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I honestly, the more we're talking about it, the more, you know, the more we're talking and I'm listening to you, the more I do feel like, I don't know. I mean, we could just be the earworm in an entrepreneur's ear. I mean, we're not trying to like motivate anyone. I mean, maybe we're here for you. We're your friends. We're your homies that keep in your environment.
We have nothing bad to say.
Because you can fucking do it. We're going to talk about it, but we're right there with you. That might be like the thing.
It could completely evolve. I mean, if we actually did get listeners, we could like request that they, you know, comment, and then we just talk about them. I mean, talk about fully engaged content. What if like, because we have like so few at the beginning, we're just like, say anything, we'll talk about it. And then we just talk about it. And they're like, holy crap. I said a comment, like a couple sentences with a few questions. And they ended up talking about what my comment for 30 minutes or 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And who knows? You know, like that's the highest level of engagement. I mean, a comment reply takes what? A couple seconds?
Yeah.
You know, and then we like allow the audience to drive the direction. I don't know. I'm just getting like wildly creative. I will preface this by saying, if we do this, it's gonna be so uncomfortable on days. It will be so frustrating. We will not want to be recorded at all, and we're just gonna have to like really, really push through. But I think that's like a key to like getting better at it, is like when we're in the moments of, gosh, this is the last thing I want to do. You know, when Tiger Woods like, I don't want to go golfing. I'll do anything but golfing. But he's still like, all right, I got to go out there. I got to go do my rounds, and then I can go do something else. And once he gets going on it, then it starts clicking. He's like, okay, this isn't as bad as I thought it was. That might be a part of our process for getting better at it, getting consistent with it. And the benefit of that is it just creates a massive load of content. I don't expect people to go back and listen to like old recordings. You know, like, I never plan on listening to Joe Rogan's interviews from, like, the first 100.
Yeah.
Why would I ever? Like, no, I'm going to only want the new ones. And if we just do this and literally, like, my mom is the only listener and she listens to, like, one out of every seven and that's it, that's fine because we created content, we're consistent, and we just don't stop.
Yeah.
I mean, 1 hour a day. Is that too much? I think that's a good amount.
An hour a day sounds fine.
I mean, what does it cost us to, like, do this? I don't think it, like, costs us much more to put out that much content versus, like, if we, you know, it's like the Instant Pot, you know? If you want to do two boxes of mac and cheese in the Instant Pot, it's the same amount of time. You just double the water. So the only cost is the water.
Yeah,
and then you saved energy. You got two storage units of mac and cheese.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm just trying to, like, I'm talking myself through it as I'm asking you your thoughts on it. I mean, like, the whole conversation we had on the bed before we started recording.
Yeah.
This is a lot of the same conversation.
It is, yeah.
The difference is now we're allowing the listeners to follow along as we're figuring it out. And I don't know, will people want to listen to it? I do think sometimes it will be interesting, but I definitely don't have the expectation that people listen to it. And I definitely don't have the expectation that people listen to it every day. But if people start, like, really connecting with it and we start getting better at it, I definitely could see this developing towards something that is a great part of everyone's daily life, you know?
I agree. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think what you're hitting on is really, I mean, we're not really talking about, like, I don't know. I think it's a really good idea.
What do you mean? I'm very curious. Like what I'm hitting on is what exactly? Am I hitting on anything?
I do. I think you are. I think
I'm hitting on you.
Yeah, thank you. I see you. I think, yes. Yeah, what you're hitting on is probably the thing that I'm most uncomfortable about, but I know needs to happen. And I think part of the reason why I'm like, we're having such a hard time figuring out what the fuck this all is. Like, is this Life Out of the Box 2.0? Is this a totally different company? Like, right. What is this, right? Like, what is it that we're trying to do? I mean, we're figuring it out. We're back in, you know, right. I wouldn't say we're back at the very beginning. We're just starting a new chapter. And I guess what you're hitting on is that we need to just start putting stuff out there even when we don't know. I mean, some people would say, like, no, don't launch until you actually know. A lot of people would, right? And I have fears of, like, they sound like they're fucking crazy. Like, but yeah, like, entrepreneurs are fucking crazy. Like, yeah, I am gonna question myself constantly over and over again, where people will probably be like, yeah, she should probably be more strong about that and your convictions.
But I 100% feel as though we do take the outers critiques sometimes harder, but we are the greatest. We critique ourselves more than anyone.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's all noise in our head. And the truth is, I don't really think anyone really gives a crap about it. You know, like, no one freaking cares. And even if they do, like, what's the worst they can do is comment on us? Like, they're not going to go to create a whole thing and ruin our life.
Why can't we just talk about the, okay, so, but my big thing is, like, I've always been asking, like, why? Like, what are we doing and why? You know, like, and I still don't really know. I mean, why? But the why is kind of coming together a little bit more for me, where I feel like, why can't I just be, like, your friend? Like, I feel like one thing that is
annoying. I like that. Yeah. I like that a lot. Why can't we just be
your friend?
Each other's friend. Our listeners' friends. Yeah. You know, in your ear.
We're all craving.
If you ever want us.
Yeah. We're all craving connection. And we're all sick of the goddamn Zoom calls. Fuck that shit. You know? Like, so, like, why can't we just be, like, you and me just talking, and we want friends to come in and, like, talk with us.
If they want to. And if they don't,
they could be our fly on the wall. Too,
but yeah, like, join us on our journey. We don't know what the heck this is. I mean, that is literally what Life Out of the Box was. Join us on our journey as we buy one-way tickets to Nicaragua to start a business that we have no idea what it is. Follow along. And yeah, comment. Let us know what your thoughts are.
Yeah.
We'll just try different things. I mean, today I'm trying hot sauce. Today I'm, you know, that was, like, literally one episode was I was like, I'm going to try different hot sauces.
Yeah.
in Nicaragua.
We did other things too that were a little bit more serious. Like we tried the living on a $2 a day. That was really hard. And then,
but right, I mean, after at the beginning, we were so experimental. I mean, one of the best posts that I never expected to be something that I really connected with was your like poem post when we moved to Laguna de Apoyo.
Oh yeah, when we were in the jungle.
We didn't restrict ourselves to only doing some type of forms. We were completely open to whatever we thought of or wherever our minds were going at that time. It was like, let's just create content. And I remember like there's times where I was like just typing, like there's so much we gotta update like our friends on, like our life has changed so much in just a few days.
Yeah.
And I do like to think that like the more we're doing this, the better it will come out. People will like start getting more connected because they can actually like follow along the journey. I mean, no matter what, if we're just freestyling, just chatting, we will be sharing what's on our mind and sharing our personal journeys. And they may be strange. It may be, you know, telling them like about our neighbors and how awesome it was that our neighbor like gave us hella food because she's like a nice cleaning lady and she had like leftover ice cream. It's like, oh my gosh. And people are like, wow, that's
amazing. Yeah, she's amazing.
It's so weird. Like, it could be so random. Yeah, who knows, right?
Well, I just kind of want to bring people in our life. And I feel like that's something that we haven't done in a very long time. Yeah. Like, even including.
Let's just bring them along.
Bring them in our life again.
Like, it's going to be hard. I'm going to preface this by saying, I know. We will have times where we're like, this is the last thing on earth I want to do. But I do think it will be beneficial. Now, I have a few questions if we are going to actually go for this.
Okay.
Question one, do you think we should have a strict time on when we start this or should we have a window of time?
Like in the day?
Yeah.
Window.
Window of time. Okay. Second thing, I would like to have maybe Saturday off if it is game day on Saturday, or if we're not going to have, if we are going to still do it on Saturday, which I am super down, then we got to do it at a time before college game day starts.
Yeah.
Good thing we're on the East Coast.
East Coast.
East Coast. So that would work for me. On a normal day, what time do you think we're in our prime, like most likely in the best zone to our discussions?
See, that's something I've been thinking a lot about, because like I call like my most like on it brain, like my morning brain, because I mean, I used to seriously be like a night owl and I hated waking up in the morning, right. And I really wanted to change it, so I did. It's possible for anyone who wants to try it. But I'm like that, like the morning time, like shifting myself to a morning time was really for, it sounds weird, it sounds like for other people, so that I wasn't inundated with emails like during the time where I wanted to be creative, right? Yeah. And like it felt like, especially when we were in Oklahoma, we were on a different time zone, like I could at least have like 2 hours with no interruption from anyone else, because right. I was consulting and working with other people.
Yeah.
But the nighttime can be like that too, so
we should
I'm very comfortable with experimenting, yeah. Of like, okay,
so we don't set up strict lines.
Yeah, like maybe one time I do want to record while drinking beer with you. Like,
what? We don't drink beer.
We could call it a nightcap. Like, have a drink with us. You
I
know?
Think we should 100% do that.
You know, have a drink with us, or have some coffee with us. Like, what are you doing? Like, entrepreneurs have very weird, different hours of the day that they like to work, and that's okay.
Our friends might tell us, it might not be us that are the ones who are like, you know what? We sound way better in the morning. It might be our friends who tell us, like, dude, I can't handle the morning ones. You're so boring. But your evening ones, I love it. Can I get, like, it every single day? And I'm like, all right, I'll have a beer for you every day. No problem.
Yeah, could be fun.
Who knows where it could go. So I think that we should just, it's at this point, our problem is we get in these cycles of not feeling like what we're creating is meeting our expectation. It makes us overthink. And then we just do it over and over again, and we're just digging more into like finding out like the format and building the outline. At this point, I'm taking it like our Duolingo, and I'm on a good streak right now. I'm almost at my 1 year point, but I have not, you know, I do not turn it off. And we might have to use the streak freeze if we're really going to go for this. But like for the most part, we don't play with those streak freezes. We're just going to go for it every single day. I think 1 hour. One solid hour of just go swinging for the fences, seeing what happens out of it, and seeing what comes out of it, and putting it out there.
Yeah.
what's the worst that could happen? That's where my brain's at this very moment. What is the worst that can happen if we just say, F it, we're going all the way?
Yeah.
I mean, worth a shot. Who knows? Who knows? This might be the number one podcast for helping people go to sleep.
I doubt that.
It's a thought. But that'd be really boring. We don't know. All we know is that what I do sincerely believe is that if we do this and we dedicate ourselves to doing this, one, we'll create a lot of content, and two, we will naturally get better at having great, deeper conversations with each other. Like, we're going to figure out how to have that perfect balance of you talk, me talk, interesting subject, let's dig more into this and just get better at it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have no ums by episode 250.
We will get better.
No ums, no yeah, no right. I'm going to be like super smooth. People are going to be like, is this God speaking to his favorite angel? No, this is Jonathan Button with his wife.
I think, yeah, like, let us in your ear and let us be your friends.
All right. Yeah, and if you don't need a friend, don't put us in there. You might already have lots of friends. But if there is a moment where you're like, hey, let's try this out, go for it. I think we're overthinking so much, and it would just be great to, like, just push forward.
Yeah, I guess I just haven't really seen myself as, like, a creator in a long time.
Let's try this for a while. I'd like to commit, like, a year right now, but I think that's a big commitment. But I will commit at least a week of just, like, let's just do this.
I'm with you. Like, I think it's a good idea. I mean, I really, honestly, how about this? What if we say we're going to do an experiment? Okay.
This is an experiment.
So we're going to do an experiment where we're going to do, like, I don't know if you're willing to do this or not.
I don't know if I'm willing to do it either, but I'm excited to hear okay. about it. Go ahead.
Where we're doing one in the daytime. That could be morning, whenever.
You want to do two a day?
For a week.
Two a day for a week. All right. Then if we're doing two a day, how about this? If we're doing two a day, minimum hour and a half of content created. That's fair. Versus having 1 hour, 1 hour. What do you think about that?
I think 1 hour, 1 hour is fine.
Oh my gosh. This is why we push each other. It's a good thing. Okay. Well,
I think the second hour is like us drinking and talking. I think
sounds
I
want to. Sounds so easy.
Sounds like fun.
It does sound like fun.
Sounds like fun. And honestly, like, look, I'm not trying to promote alcohol here or anything like that. I just want to, like, enjoy, like, you and I have some of our, like, most fun and interesting conversations when we're just having a drink together, right, and talking on the couch. And so I'm going to do that and, you know, see what comes out of it. And I think,
all right, so we'll give this a go.
Pour your glass. We're pouring ours.
What if it's football game day, baby? How am I going to do two a day on game day?
On game day tomorrow?
Yeah. My one day of athletic pleasure. You like that term? I came up with that myself.
It's a good term.
I mean, I could watch it while I'm doing it, you know? Or we could work our schedule around it, for sure.
We'll figure it out.
All right. Well, how about this? We're dedicated to doing one a day for an hour, aiming for 1 week to do two 1 hour each. I just think that sometimes it's going to be really, really hard. Nice. I just feel like 1 hour is already a huge commitment from going from, like, I don't know, so much time of planning and planning and planning, and then, like, we record, and our average recording time per day since we've started this is probably under 15 minutes.
Yeah. I know.
This is a big, big leap.
I agree.
A Dua Lipa.
A Dua Lipa.
All right.
So, well, then
we'll try it. We're going to bring our friends along. We're going for it. We're creating content all the freaking time.
Yeah.
Gather around
now, y'all.
It should be fun. If anything, it'll be a learning experience, and we're excited to bring you along on our journey. We got to get naked and I shouldn't say it like that. We got to be comfortable exposing ourselves.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing right now, is we're just trying to figure out what do we want to do in this next phase of our life. We know we want to create something. We know we want others to create things too. And let's just take you guys on the journey of chapter two of our book.
I don't even know. Why do I feel like we're just starting from zero? It's so weird. It's such a weird feeling, but it's a good feeling. I mean, in all honesty, there's a lot of beauty in being at the bottom and like building something bigger than you know?
Yeah. Is anyone doing that? Do you, that you know of, like
creating a podcast where they're like trying to figure everything out in life?
Trying to build a business. Yeah.
Here we are.
Because I mean, I love how I built this. That's like a reflection of like how the hell did I get here with this successful company? Yeah. And that's fun, but that's hindsight.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with letting people utilize this too as a research device. You know, people can use our recordings and find all these findings. But it is only a sample of two. But still, could be cool.
Who knows how this will evolve? Maybe other of our friends will come on it too.
All right, we're past our hour. So that means we got to say goodbye to our friends. Okay. Thanks for listening. If you really did listen this whole entire time,
that was
I love
journey.
You. I will say that straight up. I really do appreciate you putting up with this because this is an episode. I don't know if it's a one, but we're going to have to go in chronological order. And this is definitely a big move of like us figuring something out, you know?
We're figuring it out and we're happy to have you come with us. I think it's like, you know, we did that with the blog with Life Out of the Box, and now we're doing it in a different format.
Yeah, this is just so wild. Let's go for it. Swing for the fences.
Yeah.
Go big, go home. I love you.
I love you too.
Couldn't do it with anyone else.
No.
Couldn't do it alone either. That would be weird.
Yeah, that would be weird just recording by yourself.
Oh, today I'm trying to figure out myself.
Anyways. Be just like an internal stream of consciousness. But yeah, I know. I'm excited. I think this will be fun. It will be interesting. Let's see what comes of it. And
if you're afraid, run towards it. Let's go.
Let's do it.
I love you. Okay. Adios, amigos.
A little bit of fuck it.